This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
.248-539-9797, a telephone number if you want to sound off what we're talking about here in the Carson Anderson program. We just kind of segued into some Lions talk, and Brad Holmes, the GM of Detroit Lions, basically saying that it's the adding another corner before the draft is not a need. And this comes after the knowledge of the Cam Sutton situation. Stoney and I vehemently disagree. We think it is a need. I think you can go out and get a really good veteran corner like Stephon Gilmore, probably for pennies on the dollar.
There are other guys available. You want to take a chance as Patrick Peterson? He hasn't been re-signed yet, has he?
I don't think he has, but no. that's further down the list of guys you would go for. But like
Adoree Jackson's still available.
I think Adoree Jackson's still out there.
Eli Apple I'm not a big fan of, but he's available.
And then there's the stuff, would you trade for Marcus Lattimore?
Yeah, depending on what you have to give up. I'm not giving up a first for him, but I'd give up something else, right?
You know, but it becomes a juggling act with the salary cap and knowing what you've got to spend on players upcoming, because they still haven't done a future deal for an extension for Jared Goff, for Amon-Ra St. Brown. Ali McNeil is up for a contract just because he's in the same draft class as St. Brown. Then you've got the next year worrying about Penei Sewell, because he's going to set the market for offensive linemen. You know, Hutchinson is just right around the corner with the two. They got a lot of big contracts they're going to have to dole out. And, yes, the cap does go up significantly each and every year. But, again, it's that balancing act of what you do with how much money you've got to spend. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. Tony is next up here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Hey, guys. All right, let's compare the corner situation from last year. And, you know, last year the Lions were a pretty good team. They had Sutton and Jacobs as the two outside corners, and Mosley coming up injury. Now, this year it's basically the exact same situation. You have Davis, who's a veteran, comparable to Sutton, hopefully better, and Robinson, who, hopefully is better than Jacobs. So they're kind of going into the year, a lot the same as they were last year. I didn't hear this kind of panic last year. A lot of these guys were free agency. They're in free agency for a reason. So at this point anymore. So I kind of agree with Holmes. I don't think it's desperate to go find anybody just to stick in there.
I don't think it's desperate. I think it's obvious. That's all. I think you look at it that last year when they went into free agency, you're only going to add so many players, and another one of the players they added was C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And, that kind of helps out the secondary significantly. They made a big leap from year one to year two with that secondary help, or year two to year three, I guess, with the secondary help. And then they went to the draft and take Brian Branch as well. This year, it's another opportunity to take a big leap because, you don't know what you have with Mosley. You've traded for Carlton Davis, who's, hasn't played full seasons, and you also traded for Amik Robertson, who was an up-and-coming player but was not a full-time starter. So Yeah, I do think there's more of a need. Plus, it's a position of attrition. Guys get hurt all the time in the secondary.
Yes. I mean, look, we saw with the Lions, for crying out loud. I mean, with Jacobs getting hurt, too. I mean, you have to have look, I know he's going to go after some guys in the draft, but you can't count on rookies being, you know, really good players right away, can you?
No, you can't count on it, although they were last year for the Lions, and of course.
No, I'm talking about as far as defensive. Most rookie, there's not that many great rookie corners.
No, I mean, that's not
drafting where you're drafting.
There have been a handful have done it in the last few years.
Yes.
It can be done. Brian Branch is a good example of one. Obviously, you know, Sauce Gardner was
guys,
huge,
and the
two that got it from Seattle a couple years ago.
And the Kansas City guys.
Yeah.
That they've gotten, obviously. That's why Snead was available.
John is next up here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Gator, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm concerned with the cornerback situation, and I'm concerned that if he doesn't think this is a problem, I sure hope he thinks the defensive end is a problem. Because we need – those are the two most critical points, I think.
Yeah, I think – I don't know if it's a problem. I think one thing the Lions are counting on is having a healthy James Houston back. They did add Marcus Davenport to the mix. They could be eyeballing somebody in the draft with that 29th pick or moving up or
chop,
moving
chop,
back.
Chop, 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 chop.
Yeah, it could be Chop Robinson.
Chop
could be
Robinson.
Darius Robinson. You know, it could be Latu. Could be a number of players depending on who's available for them. And there may be somebody that they really fall in love with in the draft that they have to have that they'll move up to get.
Yes.
They've done that before. If they don't have a player in the draft, I think it's going to be a wide receiver then available.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there is some awfully good – and I guess this is why I haven't done the shoot-the-boot guarantee on this, and I'm not going to. But I feel
offensive lineman?
No, I feel pretty strongly that Brad Holmes is going to move in the draft. He's not picking at 29. I think he's either going to move up or he's going to move back. And if he moves back, it tells you that, hey, he doesn't care
about the people of Detroit who are going to be here all day waiting for the Lions pick. No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't care about that.
That it's the guys that he
yes.
loves are gone.
Yes,
that they're not available.
All right, we have some ticket texts. 248-539-9797. Our cornerback situation was better. Then we released Sutton, and now we actually have a worse secondary than we did last year. How the heck is that not a need? They have to do something, right? Yes, we agree with that.
Well, from right now, would you say it's worse? Yes, but then the season began last year, and guys got hurt right away. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. So from a health standpoint, right now they're healthy with Robertson and Davis. That's healthy.
Right.
So that's better than what they were two games into the season last year.
Gator and Stoney are both behaving like hysterical women. There is another wave of free agency on June 1st. Patience.
Yeah, there'll be another wave of free agency.
We just said it's a need right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is something you do before the draft. And, you know, I don't know if the price is going to change too much for those guys. And I suppose you can be patient and wait for that to happen. But other teams can just say, you know, we're going to go for it. We're going to get this guy. And then now you're left without that option. Jim is next up here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Jim.
So I know the position that we need is cornerback, but what's your thought process on bringing in Micah Hyde to play like a backup safety / cornerback? He can play that hybrid role. Might be able to get him cheap. He's a good player. He's still only 33.
Well, for safeties, I really like Quandre Diggs, who played here with the Lions and then obviously didn't get along with Patricia and company. And he was, you know, moved on, and he moved on to Seattle and became a Pro Bowl player. And now he's available. Jamal Adams, his teammate out there in Seattle, is also available. You know, depends on the price. If you can get these guys on the cheap on a one-year deal like they did last year with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I'm for it. I don't think it's going to stunt the growth of guys that they have already back there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Right. I was just thinking because he's played the hybrid role both at Buffalo, helped out at corner when needed, and then was able to and obviously play safety very well. And I just feel like he's still got a lot of left in his tank and could play the game very well, better than a couple of the guys out there, in my opinion. I was just curious to see what you guys thought about it, and I appreciate the time.
No problem. All right, thank you. I agree with Gator. Diggs would be a perfect person to be back here. With the culture and things like that, to experience something he did not have when he played here. Micah Hyde's fine, no doubt about it. Now, if you want to go high price with a safety.
I don't.
Because Justin Simmons is a hell of a player.
Yeah, he's still out there. Yeah. So how high priced is he going to be the longer he stays out there?
Yeah.
Which, again, this is what happened last year. Everybody thought the C.J. Gardner-Johnson was going to get a big deal.
Exactly.
He didn't.
Right.
Yeah. He didn't. He had to settle. And then ends up getting a much bigger deal this offseason than what he got last offseason.
Here's some more ticket texts. I just don't think it benefits Brad Holmes at all to say he needs a corner. He's just doing his job. There's some truth to that. You're not going to tip your hand. Especially for the draft. Bear Slays on Twitch says, I love how people still fall for what GMs say during this time of the year. It's lying season, y'all.
Yeah, Brad Holmes has been pretty transparent, I think, as a GM.
Yeah.
I don't think he – I mean, I agree with that statement that this is the lying season. This is a season of misinformation. Mm-hmm. And it remains to be seen if he follows suit with that, because he hasn't really. He's been a guy that tells you exactly what he's going to do.
And Tom in Rochester, Texan, relax, guys. Holmes will, in capitals, draft a corner. He has to, in capitals. He just doesn't want to admit it, not even a little, in capitals.
Listen, drafting one, of course, I think they're going to draft one. They've got seven rounds of drafting. They don't have a fourth-round pick, but I would expect them to draft somebody for the secondary purposes, mm-hmm. without question.
Maybe even a pick 29. We don't know.
And he basically said that. He says, yeah, we've always, seem to pick somebody like that in the draft. But this is free agency I was talking about. That's why I'm surprised, given the Cam Sutton situation, that he would come out and say something to the – well, not to the effect. This is what he's saying. It's not a need. Huh. Interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy – celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.